Hi, thank you for holding, Joseph. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account managers in the area. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good. You know, it's another day closer to Friday, so that's always good news for me.
I hear you.
Now, do you have any questions for me other than pricing that I can answer for you?
Do you guys also work with Angie's Eats?
No, so we actually have nothing to do with Angie's Leads at all. We actually do things a little bit different. Are you currently working with Angie's Leads, or is it working for you?
I just started this week. So we're seeing. I got a couple of leads from it, but I haven't landed a job yet.
Okay, yeah, I've heard conflicting answers on how Angie's Leads works, or if it works for companies. I know it works for some, for others it does not. So I do wish you the very best luck with them. What we do is completely, it's different. So let me make sure I have everything correct as well. You've been in business for 12 years and your website, your company name is Ultimate Forestry, right?
LLC, yes.
You have a very nice website, by the way. It's beautiful.
Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Did you do this yourself?
No, I had a company do it.
Okay. Well, it looks great. It looks really good. So, let me kind of tell you a little bit about what we offer and also go into the pricing for you. For marketing, have you guys only used Angie's List, or how do you guys get new clients?
So everything's been word of mouth. I have a billboard in my tent, Facebook, Instagram, things like that. But as of promoting on the internet, I have from the website, I haven't calls from the website. That's found me on the internet. So that would be good if you guys could promote it.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me tell you how we're going to do that. So we do it in a couple different ways. The first option is going to be first page placement on Google. Are you kind of familiar with first page placement and how that works?
Yeah, I was a little bit. The rep that I was just talking to, she was telling me about it.
Yes, and Lulu, she's actually very good explaining it. So I'll kind of tell you the basics of it. So you get approximately 15 keywords. And these keywords you want to use for services that your business offers. So when somebody in your area looks up one of these keywords, your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google. On that Google Map section, you know where the map is? That's where your business is going to be popping up. So that's one thing that we do. Also, you know, the Google Business Profile, which it looks like you might need a Google Business Profile as well. I'm not seeing one for you. Have you had the chance to do one for your business?
No, I have not.
Okay. So we would do a Google Business Profile for you as well. So when your customers look you up, you actually have a Google presence. Obviously, you're going to want to get reviews and everything along those lines and pictures. We'll make sure to add those for you as well. And also initial content creation on Bing. We'll also do voice recognition for Amazon Alexa as well as Siri. Also Facebook ads. So we have seen great return when it comes to Facebook ads. Do you have a personal or a business Facebook account?
Yes.
Okay. So the way that it's going to work is when somebody looks up one of these keywords of the services that you offer, when they go on Facebook, they're going to be able to see an ad for your business. They'll be able to click to call you directly as well. And all of this is going to be tracked. So you're going to be able to see what keywords you're listed for, how many people have searched for these keywords, how many people have clicked on these keywords, the location that these keywords were searched from. And if you need to add keywords or take keywords based off of the services that you want to offer, the type of jobs you want to get, you're always going to be able to do that on the app that we're going to provide for you, okay? Now, for cost-wise, it is a month-to-month service. There is no contract. It is a monthly payment of $249. There is no taxes or hidden fees on that. And it's $99 one-time setup fee to get all of your programming done for you. So you're looking at your initial investment today of $348.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So do you have any questions for me? Everything sound great for you?
Yep. Do you have my email?
I do not. Let me get your email, please. I'm ready for it.
It's ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
ATE underscore forestry, forestry at yahoo.com.
Okay, I believe it was also on the website because it kind of cut off a little bit, so let me make sure. Ultimate, okay, yes, underscore forestry, okay. Okay, and the process is pretty simple as well, just to kind of go over the timeline for you. From when you do sign up, it's going to take approximately 1 to 3 days. You're going to have the client interview with our onboarding team. And then after that, it's going to take approximately 5 to 7 days when you're going to have your business information submitted to the 60-plus directories and your dashboard set up. 7 to 14 days is when you're going to start seeing those Facebook ads. And on first-page placement, it's going to take approximately 30 to 45 days. That's because Google does need to verify that you are a legitimate business. They will be mailing you out to your address a verification PIN, which you're going to need to give back to us so we can get everything started for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got your email address down, so all I need to get is the basic business information for you. Then I'm going to get also some keywords as well as the location that you want to target. We also get your credit card information. We're going to send you over an invoice, and then we're going to schedule your client interview time. Okay?
Okay.
And, Joseph, I do have to ask this because everyone spells their name different nowadays. For Joseph, is it correctly spelled J-O-S-E-P-H?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what is...
How else would you spell it?
You know, I don't know. I came across somebody the other day. Her name was Erica, and it is spelled A-R-I-C-K-A. So... I would say maybe Joseph with an F at the end. I could see that. And
you never know
today. Yeah, that's the thing. You never know. So I have to ask just to make sure we have the correct information. What's your last name, Joseph?
Balzano. That's B as in boy, A-L, Z as in zebra, A-N-O.
Balzano. Perfect. And then this phone number that we're talking on, the one that ends in 8038, is this the business line and the contact information?
This is myself.
Okay.
I wouldn't put this as the business line right now, because the area code is different to where everybody that where I'm working in right now. So. There will be another phone number that I'll be sending you guys to put as the business number.
Okay. What will be the business number?
So as of right now, it's going to be 845-796-8422.
Let me repeat that. 845-796-8422?
Yes.
Okay. And then for company name, I have Ultimate Forestry LLC. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then what will the business address be? And it does need to be a physical location.
229.
Okay.
Big Woods Road in Harris, New York.
Perfect. Zip code 12742?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and now let me get some basic info for you. All right, so for the people on the account that are authorized, will it only be you?
Yes.
Okay. And the card that you're going to use, is there going to be your name? And if so, is there a middle initial?
Yes, J.
J, okay. And this is the best phone number to reach you is going to be this number that we're talking on, right, for our company?
Correct.
And for keywords, what are some services that you offer? And also, when you have your appointment with the account manager, they will go over some of the most searched keywords as well. But just for basic keywords, what are the services that you do offer?
So it's land clearing, logging, tree removal, excavation, land development, and firewood.
Okay. All right. And for the appointment for the account manager, it approximately takes 40 minutes, but we do ask that you reserve an hour. They do call you within that hour window as well. What does your schedule look like? Today we're a little busy. What does your schedule look like tomorrow?
Tomorrow you could call me, anything after one.
Anything after one. Okay. So,
or if you wanted to do like 4-ish, that would be great.
Yes. Okay, let's do 4 p.m. your time tomorrow. It'll be the call between 4 to 5 p.m. for you, okay?
That's perfect.
And we are going to do a Google Business profile for you as well. And let me see if I can find your Facebook account. Is it under your company name?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's see, New York, let's put in Facebook, and it should pop up. What pops up is an, okay. Can you get your URL for your Facebook account and have it ready for the account specialist tomorrow?
Sure. Do you see my Facebook or no?
Well, that's why I'm putting in Ultimate Forestry LLC. I put Harris, New York, Facebook, and what's popping up is your website is on top, but for Facebook, it's popping up MJM Forest Products, Tropical Delight, Holden Neighbors, Life in the Lakes, Time Moor Park and Forest. So I don't know why it's not popping up. Maybe if I go into Facebook, let me try that. I had the same issue yesterday. I don't know if Facebook does things a certain way. I have no idea. No, it's not letting me. Okay, let's do that. Let's just get your URL for me, and tomorrow just have it ready for the account specialist, okay?
All right. And where do you get the URL?
The URL, so when you go on Facebook and you're on your actual page, on the little search bar at the top, you're going to be able to copy what's in that search bar. So it'll say like HTTPS, something like that, dash, dash. It'll say Facebook. And then it's going to have your actual business information on there. I'm trying to see how I can explain it a little bit better. You know, on the search bar, for example, where you put something to search all the way at the top?
Yeah.
So when you're on your actual Facebook account, you're going to be able to see what your URL is at the top, and all you need to do is copy that. Are you able to log into your Facebook now?
I'm here now, so when I...
Okay.
There's no URL or anything like that.
I'm sending you a text message now so you can respond to my text message with the URL. Are you on your phone or on the computer?
On the phone.
Okay. So when you're on your phone and you're on Facebook, let me kind of go on the same thing. So is it an iPhone or is it an Android?
Android.
Okay. So all the way at the top, there's probably the little home button, and then there is a search bar. It says like m.facebook.com, and then it has your do you kind of see that all the way at the top? It's the search bar.
The thing that looks like a
Sorry, I think it cut off.
Looks like a magnifying glass.
It could be a magnifying glass, but it's a bunch of like letters all the way at the top. It's in a little bar. And it says like Facebook, it has your, it's basically where you would search for something.
Let me go home.
Okay, it should be when you're on your actual Facebook page. It's where you're going to be able to see it. Or, okay, let's try this different way.
Go get River. Go get River. She's at my grandma's. Leave them here. Yeah, I don't see it.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get it notated on my end, so I'll have my specialist be able... I don't have a Facebook account. I don't do social media. I'm sorry. So it doesn't let me actually search on Facebook myself since I'm not connected into Facebook. I can only do the web search for you. So for whatever reason, it's not coming up, but I'm going to have my account manager get that page for you, okay? Okay. So let me put that down here in the notes as well. Okay. They will take care of that. And all right. You have that down. Now, for the call tracking and the app, of which is going to let you track everything, that is already included in the pricing for you. Do you want to have those features? I know some people don't.
Now, what is that? Google, what is that?
You're going to be able to track your keywords that you pick. You can change the keywords, see how well those keywords are doing when customers call you. They're going to be able to call you directly, and all of that's going to be recorded, and you're going to have it on your app. So that's what the call tracking is, so you can track your phone calls. That work for you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And what, you can pick cities, zip codes, or counties do you want to target?
So Sullivan County, Orange County, and Ulster,
Holster?
Rockland, and Dutchess County. Yeah, Ulster.
Ulster, okay. Let me make sure I got the correct spelling. Ulster County, U-L-S-T-E-R.
Ulster, Dutchess.
Okay. And then, let me make sure I have that correct as well. Sultan County. Fulton County or Sultan County? Was it F as in Frank? Or
What do you have so far?
So I have Orange County, Ulster County, I have Dutchess County, but the first county you gave me, was it Sultan?
Sullivan.
Just, can you spell that for me real quick?
S-U-L-I-V-A-N.
Perfect, thank you.
And
can you repeat that one more time? You cut off. The reception's getting a little bit choppy for me. Did you say Rockland County?
Yes, Rockland County.
Okay, perfect. Is there any other county?
Hang on, I'm just pulling up.
I think you cut off on me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Now, what about, yes. Now, what about the counties that are in, like, Pennsylvania? Because I'm in the region next to Pennsylvania, too, as well.
Approximately how far are those counties?
20 miles.
Yeah, we can use those counties. Just let me know the name of the counties and I can put it down.
So Delaware County?
Pike County.
Pike County?
Wayne County.
Wayne County.
Okay. Wayne, is it W-Y-N-E?
Yeah.
Okay.
M-S-T-A.
And then M-S-T-A?
No, that's P-A.
Oh, yes. Yes, got that down.
Yeah. Because there's a Wayne County, New York as well.
Oh, okay. Good. Thank you for letting me know. I'm going to put down the Pennsylvania one. So Delaware, is it Delaware spelled like the state?
Yes.
Okay. So Delaware County, that's also in Pennsylvania. Okay.
No, Delaware County. No, Delaware County is in New York.
Okay. So far, the only one.
It's Pike and Wayne is Pennsylvania.
Pike and Wayne. Okay. Pike, P-I-K-E?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So for all the other, so I'm going to repeat what I have to make sure we have everything correct, and let me know if any you need to add anything else. I have Sullivan County, Orange County, Ulster County, Dutchess County, Rockland County, Delaware County, Wayne County in Pennsylvania, and Pike County in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Is there any other counties you want to add?
Hold on.
Okay.
Can we always add?
You can.
Later? All right, so that's good.
Okay. Okay. Now, for the hours of operation, what would you like me to put down for that?
All hours.
Okay, so 24/7. Okay. And then for the card that you're going to use, is it going to be the same address for the billing that you gave me?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of card is it going to be?
A Visa.
Okay, and I am ready whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4258 0945 0317 7424.
Okay, and the expiration on that?
0227.
0227, and the security code?
404.
Okay. Now, we do also have a security question that we do ask you every time we call you, and that's how you also know that we are Local Splash calling you. So you have three security questions you can pick from: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
The first pet's name.
Okay, and their name.
S. T-E-S-S.
S. T-E-S-S. Okay, pets. Oh, nice. That's a cute name. Okay. All right. Okay. And let me go over here now. All right. We are almost done as well. I'm just processing everything. You're going to receive text messages and emails when we get off the phone. I'm going to send you the Google invite for your onboarding management team tomorrow. And what else was I going to say? The terms and conditions are also going to be sent out to you as well. So how is the weather over there?
Oh, rainy, and then it's hot, it's humid, but it's been raining like crazy for the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Really?
Where are you?
So our company is in California, in Orange County, but in California.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to this area?
No, I never been there. I've never been that far west. No.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan, you know, but my family's here. I don't want to take my kids away from my family, so, you know, that's how it is. But does it snow a lot where you guys are at?
Yeah. Yeah, it snows. It does everything. We get all four seasons. That's the only thing that's nice. So we got, you know, but right now it's summertime and it's wet. I can't believe how wet it is this year. I mean, the floods that we've been having and the grass is like, it's like the woods are like a jungle.
Really?
Yeah, but then you got Texas and they're burning up. You know, so.
Exactly. We also ourselves, we got a lot of rain this past, and snow, a lot of it. They're still in Mammoth. I don't know if you know, the area, but Mammoth, they're having, basically still having people, the snow mountains are open in July. Like, that's rare. That doesn't happen.
Wow.
You know? So, definitely we've had a wet, winter ourselves, and it's supposed to be also this year, supposedly based off of the weather patterns, it's supposed to be a more, wet winter than it was last year. So we shall see, right? We shall see.
Yeah.
So
I'll let you know in spring.
I know. You should have received text messages as well already. I'm sending you another one now that has the terms and conditions. So if you can open up the link as soon as you receive it, please.
I did not get it.
I sent it to the 8422 number. Is that the number to send it to?
Nope. Okay. Send it to the
8038. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to fix that on my end as well, just to make sure that we have that correct. So I'm sending you the terms and conditions.
Right here.
Okay.
It was right here.
One chicken for every acre, but I don't poop.
Yes. Oh, what you got, baby girl?
Thanks. I live in the town of Thompson, and I want to get chicken.
Hi.
How does that work? She'll tell you 1 acre to each chicken.
With no coop.
They gotta have shelter.
No.
No pressure.
So you should have received the link. Did you get it on your phone?
Yes, just got it.
Perfect. So if you open that up, it's going to bring up our terms and conditions, which is basically everything we went over for you. The directory submissions, the Facebook ads, the first page placement for you. The only thing that you need to do is all the way at the bottom, just click on the little box that says I certify, type in your name at the bottom, and just confirm the signature.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
It's not letting me confirm signature.
Did you click on the box where it says I certify?
Yeah.
It should let you right away. So on the little box right underneath where it says the cancellation and refund, where it says I certify that I am the authorized holder, did you click on that one?
Yeah, I certify. Yep, I clicked that. It's blue now, the box.
Okay.
And now I typed in my name. It says sign.
Did you put your middle initial? in there?
Let
Joseph
me do that.
J? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, because it has to be exactly the way it shows there.
Does it have to be capital?
I don't know. I've never come across that one. I'd probably just try that just in case.
Okay. Yep, that's what it was. So
okay.
What is my username?
So your username and your password, you're going to be receiving it in approximately 3 to 5 days. That's going to be your dashboard when we set that up. So don't worry about that quite yet. And tomorrow I'm going to be the one, as long as I'm available, giving you a call between 4 to 5 so we can, I can introduce you to your client onboarding team. If I am not available, they're going to call you regardless. So just be ready for the phone call. Okay.
Very
All right.
Good.
Perfect. All right. And thank you so much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. I'm going to send you a text message now also with my, direct extension. So if you need to call me, feel free to reach out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect. Well, thanks so much, and you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.